Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and Happy New Year to everybody out there in PRF land. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are excited that we are now in a brand new year. It is 2019, and we have a lot in store for you here at the PRF table. First and foremost, from our houses to yours, on behalf of everybody that serves here in the PRF Teacher Ministry and or the PRF Institute, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for a wonderful 2018. We want to thank also our other special guest hosts of this show, Mama Mary Ann Williams. You know you're used to hearing her voice at the beginning of every show, but Mama's not going to be with us on tonight. She gives her love, she sends her blessings, and she sends her well wishes to each and every one of you. So I'm not going to try to give you the introduction like Mama would do. I'm just going to go right into the show. Tonight, we are coming into a whole new season, my brothers and my sisters, and we are starting off this season. And you know we always do something special for you at the beginning of every year. We're starting off doing something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about financial empowerment. Most of you who have been around the PRF table may be looking for us to talk on a particular theme or a particular subject for a whole month, but that's not what we're going to do. God was very intentional about how he was directing us to go at the beginning of the year, and here's what we're going to be doing. We're not going to talk about financial empowerment for the month of January, but we're going to talk about it for the month of January, the month of February, the month of March, the month of April, the month of May, and the month of June. That's right, my brothers and my sisters. You are going to get a whole series for 6 straight months on financial empowerment. And the title of this whole series is Financial Empowerment Plus 2019. Financial Empowerment Plus 2019. What does that mean? That means the things that we're going to share with you, the things that we're going to give to you from the Word of God, how these things are going to impact your life if you embrace the principles, if you do the work, are going to be empowering not just for 2019, but beyond. That's what the plus 2019 represents, 2019 and beyond. So now, listen, let me get into the show. I want to start off by just giving everybody a definition of empowerment, because there's a lot that a lot of you probably have heard on New Year's Eve during your watch night services about what God is going to do in your life, how he's going to bless you for this and bless you for that, how you're going to have more money than you've ever heard had before, how all of those prophecies that was given to you are now going to come into fruition in this season. But let me just tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, and I don't mean to sound cynical at all. This is what goes on every year. Every single year, you get some of the same words from God, from men and women of God. God is saying, listen, it's not that anything is wrong with my word. The question is, what are you doing with what I've been providing for you? And so we have a couple of things that we just want to throw out there to you. And we want to introduce you to how to reach your stewardship or how to reach your financial goals for 2019. And some of you have New Year's resolutions. I get it. I understand it. But again, with even a New Year's resolution, you still have to get somebody to tell you how to reach those particular goals. Here's what I know. If you are already good, then you will be the one teaching others. This is what I believe. Teaching others. How did you accomplish your stewardship goals in 2018? How did you accomplish your financial goals in 2018? How did you make sure that your New Year's resolution didn't just die out and fizzle when your tax return money was over? All right, so listen, here's where we're at. We're going to talk about if stewardship really is the key for financial empowerment in 2019. That's what I want y'all to focus on. Is stewardship really the key for financial empowerment in 2019? And here's where I want us to go. I want us to go here. I want us to go to a definition of empowerment. So when you look up the definition of empowerment, it's the state of being empowered to do something. It is also the right or authority to do something. And so if somebody is talking to you about financial empowerment, then they're talking about a state of being able to do something with your finances. Talking about you have the right, you have the power, you have the authority to make that thing happen, but you got to put a plan in place, my brothers and my sisters. There's a passage of scripture in one of the gospels, Mark 3:15. And here's what's said in the text. It says, it started at verse 13. Afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain, and he called out the ones he wanted to go with him. Let me stop right there. This is when Jesus is choosing the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles. So he goes up on the mountain. He calls out the one he wants to go with him. You got to understand that everybody's not going to go with you. You're going to be on this trajectory of financial empowerment in 2019 and beyond. You got to realize that everybody's not going with you. And God has not called everybody to go with you on the journey. So I'm going. And then it says, and they came to him. Question is, who are you going to? You've been dealing with some of the same things that you've been dealing with for 2017, 2018. The question is, who have you been going to for your advice? Who have you been going to for your help? What have you been reading? Have you just been reading self-help books, or have you been reading the Word of God that gives you the power to be able to gain wealth? Have you been reading those particular scriptures? And then have you also read scriptures that let you know and inform you that it's not just going to come to you. You got to go after it. The children of Israel, they had a choice. They had a choice to stay doggone in Egypt, or they had a choice to get and put one foot in front of the other and get to the place where the Lord had promised for over 400 years. So keep it going. He says, then he appointed them 12 and called them his apostles. They were to accompany him. And I like this. He says, and he would send them out to preach. And this is what I wanted to get to, verse 15, giving them authority to cast out demons. Listen, a whole lot of stuff that's been going on is nothing but spiritual warfare. So if it's spiritual warfare, you say that you are a Christian, you say that you are a believer. I can't say that every last one of us as believers has the, but I believe that there are some who God has placed inside of this earth with that ability to cast out demons. So now let me flip the script real quick. If you call yourself a believer, you call yourself a Christian, then why are you not casting out some of those demons that's been rack-shamming and ram-shotting some of your financial situations that's been happening in 2018 and 17 and 16 and 15? Or that's been generational type of thing. I'm not going to call them a curse, but they've been generational type things. Granddaddy didn't have nothing. Mama didn't have nothing. I don't have nothing. My baby don't have nothing. My grandbabies don't have nothing. Time is up. It is time for you who are listening to understand that you have something special on the inside of you that gives you the ability to be empowered financially. We have the Logos Word of God, and we have the Rainbow Word of God. We got the Spirit of God. We also got the Word of God. So we have to take what God has already provided to us. Listen, go back to the definition. The definition says the power, the right, or the authority to do something. Well, you got to know where your power is. There's no need, and this is the introduction. There's no need for us to go for months of talking about financial empowerment and having all of these wonderful guests that's already lined up, that's going to be with us, but you don't realize the power that you have on the inside of you. You may not realize that you have the right to be financially empowered. you don't realize, or you may not have realized, that you got the authority to be financially empowered. So my first task for you, as we deal with this series for 6 months, to look up and study. And it's not a hard thing to do, brothers and sisters, but study. Get you the definition of what empowerment means. And you need to meditate on that. I used the wrong word. I want you to meditate on the word empowerment. And I know this is the introduction, and you may hear this as we do the finale in June. But what you gain from knowing that you are empowered over financial matters, guess what you get to do? You get to utilize that same power on some other things that come up in your life. Here's what Jesus said. He said that in Mark 3:15, but there's another scripture and two scriptures that really, really stuck out to me. And again, it's with the same thing. In Matthew, he gives a little bit more. He's talking about sending out the 12. And he says, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Then he says, heal the sick. This is the verse I like, verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. So he gives them the authority. He gives them the power to be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those who got leprosy, and cast out demons. I don't know about you, but this lets me know that we should be in a much better place as a body of believers, as individual in various churches, in a communal setting. Listen, if you're out there and your church is sitting out there on the island all by itself and you think you have everything in there, then that's fine. We need to know where you are so we can send people so they can, if they're sick, they can get healed. And those who need to be raised from the dead and cured and all these type of things, we can send them there. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, you got to follow the model. We have too much written text that shows us and that tells us that we have the power and the authority on the inside of us to be able to do some things. And so, listen, I'm grateful for everybody that's been with us. And I'm gonna tell you, we got a lot of people that are going to be joining with us or coming on throughout this month. So let me tell you as a side note what we're gonna do. This is the last Thursday that we're gonna have the PRF table through the first and second quarter of this year. Been thinking about it for a while, but we are going. You're hearing it first. We're going to a Tuesday show. The shows will be aired the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, starting in February. This month, it'll be on the 15th and also on the 29th. So the 15th, the 29th, and then starting in February, every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be dealing with Financial Empowerment Plus 2019. We have Dr. Jeff Strucker, who is a pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Columbus, Georgia. He's going to be with us on the 15th. We're going to have Greg Trapp. He's a senior associate at World Financial Group in Columbus, Georgia. He's going to be with us on the 29th. In February, we're going to have Nelson Baldwin, who's a marketing director for WFG up in Atlanta. On the 26th, we're going to have Tasha Tony. She's the financial relations manager. I call her the president of the bank, but she's in that position at Citizens Trust Bank in Columbus, Georgia. On March the 12th, we're going to have this brother, and he's a motivational speaker, also the CEO of Believe and Motivate in Columbus, Georgia. His name is Jonathan. They call him Bam. We call him Bam. Jonathan Bam Rivers, he's going to be with us on March the 12th. And then on the 26th, we're going to have Stephanie Hicks, who is a support forum facilitator at Offender Alumni Association in Birmingham, Alabama. Then on the 23rd, and the 9th and the 23rd of April, you're going to have none other than Adia Sanders. You know her well because I always talk about she's the firecracker of the crew. She's one of the other hosts of this radio show. And then on when we come into May 14th, we're going to have Nelson Baldwin back with us again. Then we're going to have this sister who I'm just amazed by how God has just worked in her life. But it's Alexis Jarrett. She's an entrepreneur. She's an author, a branding expert. She's it. If you want to talk to somebody who is really doing it and taking people along the journey with her, man, you want to be here on the 28th of May. And then when we come back in the month of June, when we get there, those two shows, we're going to get the finale. And here's what I'm telling you now. You never know who's going to pull up to the table in the month of June. So we're going to have all these guests that's going to be coming on with us the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, starting in February, 15th and 29th of January of this month, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 Central. All these individuals are going to be bringing some things to you so that you have a very big opportunity to focus on whatever area may be for you because of these guests that God has allowed me to have connections with and that have been so gracious in accepting an opportunity to come and talk to us on the PRF table. And so with that, if you are listening, we want to make sure that everybody understands how to reach us. So if you're listening online at the PRF table, whenever we have a show, you need to just take this number down, put it in your phone, put PRF table on it, in your contacts. It's 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934. That is the number where you call in, listen to the show. You also can ask your questions. If you are ever on the line when we're having one of our live shows, you're listening by through your telephone, just press 1. We'll see you light up on the switchboard. We bring you into the conversation. If you're listening online, all you have to do is just pop a message on our Facebook page, which is the PRF Institute on Facebook. We'll see your message and we'll bring you into the conversation that way. All right. So you got the first task. The first task is meditating on what it means to be empowered. Second task is looking at scriptures like what I read to you out of Mark chapter 3, what I read to you out of Matthew chapter 10, where it talks about Jesus calling them and saying, listen, when I call them, this is what I'm giving them the ability to do. I'm going to have them to do something. I'm going to empower them to do something. Why in the world would Jesus call them if he ain't going to empower them to do anything? That's a good one right there. When you go over to Matthew, when he talks about sending out the apostles, he talks about he sent them out with another task. So he talked about it when he called them, but then he actually did it. And here's what I love about when they came back, when he sent them out, and they were 72 by 2, when he sent them out like that, you know what was amazing? They came back amazed, like, man, this really works. So all that we're going to be talking to you, I'm telling you, everything that myself, Adia, every single guest that we have coming up on the show, whatever you get, you best believe that you will have the ability to run with it. All you have to do is do the work. So what I'm focusing on tonight, and this is quick, this is just the introduction, is stewardship really the key for financial empowerment? You know, there's been so many things that's been going on over the last couple of months. I mean, when you really think about, you know, what has happened with the hurricanes and what has happened with those individuals who lost so much. Man, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I know we have a lot of people that we're connected to. It has not been good. And so when you have situations like that, you and I have to be the ones to say, you know what? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to be able to do something totally different in 2019? Or are we going to stay where we are? The fact that so much has happened, where you should have saw what happened in 2018, and it should have really be a wake up call. And I say this in love. If the time that we're in right now with the government shutdown is not even more of a wake-up call, I really don't know what it's going to take, because there's a whole bunch of people that don't really have the ability, really, just don't have the ability to focus on financial empowerment, because they're looking at, well, doggone, if this thing goes on for another 10 days and I'm not getting paid, you'll get paid later, but you ain't going to get paid right now, then how am I going to make it? Why should I even listen to Dr. Dunlap talk about financial empowerment? I need to make sure my regular bills are paid. And see, that's why we're focusing and have to continue to focus on this whole notion of stewardship, because the truth be told, we're talking about things, we've been talking about things, and we've been doing it in advance of situations like this. So I want you to focus on what does stewardship look like? What does stewardship look like in my own individual household? And I'm going to be so honest with you. I'm going to be really, really honest with you. Things that you really may need to focus on first before you start going and trying to put all the pieces in play to be rich and to be wealthy. Because there's a lot of people that have received a lot in their hands but didn't know what to do with it. And that is one of the worst things that I continue to see over and over and over in people's lives, who either don't embrace the principles that we've been teaching through God's word for PRF or have never been introduced to it. They don't know how important the stewardship component is to it. I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today, a potential partner, and I was telling them, I said, you know, at the end of the day, stewardship is what connects everything else of our financial lives. Listen, I can show most people, if somebody has credit problems, I'm talking about just not paying bills, that's a lack of stewardship. It's not just the credit piece, it's the lack of stewardship. And see, I don't know, because if I don't have a conversation with them, I can't really say that. But I know for a fact that stewardship, the principles and the components of stewardship are embedded in credit, in debt, in wills, in inheritance, in planning, in saving, in giving, in tithing. Think about this right now. If the government shuts down, stays shut down for, say, 60 days, here's a question that I have for you who are serving in leadership positions in churches. What are y'all going to do? What are y'all going to do? Are you going? Can you expect the people to still continue to bring it when they have no idea when the next time they're going to get a paycheck? Well, some of you in leadership positions, some of you as my colleagues may say, well, they just got to continue to bring their tithes and offerings. And then I'll say back to you, well, when they bring it, what's going to go back to them? And then we're at a place of stalemate, because if nothing is going back out, but you're expecting everything to come in, then I can easily question your true love for the people. So we're going to talk about stewardship. Every lesson, every single guest that's going to come on, you're going to hear the theme of stewardship in whatever they're talking about. Because it just doesn't make sense to continue going on like we've been going on in our churches, many of our churches, as we've been going on in this country, and thinking it's just going to get better just because. So I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm really, really excited. And the questions that's going to come up in before or after the various shows that we have, we want to put these questions out there. You know, we talk about financial empowerment. Listen, I want you to ask the basic questions. I want you to get into a learning mode as we deal with financial empowerment, because we want to get you some things that's going to be foundational for you. So here's one simple question, and you need to be able to answer this. And I'm going to give you a couple of questions in the last couple of minutes of the show. I'm going to give you a couple of questions. Questions that you just can't answer, then how in the world are you teaching other people? You have to know that everything that we do here at PRF is about building disciples, not disciples of Dr. Dunlap, not disciples of Adia, disciples of Jesus the Christ. That's it. So we're building disciples. We're teaching others to be disciples, to teach others to be disciples. And then we can come into the unity of the faith. So here's a question. What really is financial empowerment? See, at the beginning of the show, I only gave you the definition of empowerment. But the question for you is, what really is financial empowerment? And I don't want to spoil it with my answers, but But does that mean that I get to do anything that I want to do because I have enough money in the bank? No, you just got money in the bank. That ain't got nothing to do with financial empowerment. But let me keep going. With financial empowerment, and we're going to touch on these things, what's the goal of being empowered financially? How about this? And this is really, really deep. And this takes a lot of discernment. It takes the wisdom of God. How do you recognize it? How do you recognize it? How do you recognize what financial empowerment looks like? So if you keep hearing from folks that's talking about financial empowerment, ask a simple question. What does it look like? Because the truth of the matter is, wouldn't you want to know what it looks like so when you see it, you can rejoice and give glory to God? How about this one? How about this one? What does the Bible say about financial empowerment? If we're going to teach on financial empowerment, then we have to have some biblical foundation. But the question is, what does the Bible say about it? Can I tell you that these are not simple scriptures, and we're not trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat and do any type of tricks? But there's some things that God has said in his word. There's some situations that Jesus dealt with. So, yes, we can pull whatever we can pull from the biblical text. But you need to know what the Bible says about it. Likewise, you also need to know what the Bible does not say. So there's not individuals running around here saying, the Bible says, and the Bible don't say jack about it. No, that's what you say. That's what your interpretation. So we got to be willing to have these really good conversations and get into dialogue. Going with the question that I asked you earlier about how do you recognize it? How do you know when it has been achieved? And only way you can really deal with that question is to have some type of plan. How about this one? What do you do if what you've been told all this time doesn't work or is not working? What do you do? What do you do? You've been a lot of you have been sold. I got 3 minutes. A lot of you have been sold on tithing as your key to financial empowerment. But I'm here to tell you that nobody's going to be able to give you a biblical foundation for financial empowerment with the tithe. Or be brave enough to have the dialogue about why they say that. But what do you do if what you've been told doesn't work? Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. You've been tithing for 25 years, some of you. 2 nickels to rub together. But that's the key to financial empowerment and to wealth. That's what you've been told, some of you. So again, the question, what do you do if what you've been told doesn't work? What do you do if it's not working? And here's the last question in the last minute that we have left tonight. Where is the fruit of it? If I am going to be talking to you about financial empowerment, doggone it, you have all the right in the world to ask me, Dr. Dunlap, where's the fruit of this financial empowerment that you're telling me? And so with that, my brothers and my sisters, we have another show tomorrow. We have Your Health is Your Wealth with Kimberly Salas. She will remain at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the first and the third Friday of every single month. She has a lineup as well, and we're doing this thing together. So it's the PRF table and Your Health is Your Wealth. Please come back 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out what she's talking about, because you know at the beginning of the year, what we used to do was always have a series in the month of January of every year about financial health, about health and financial health. Well, now we have a show, so we don't have to do that on the PRF table. So brothers and sisters, listen, it's been a pleasure just to kind of introduce the new format of what we're going to be doing, where God has taken us, and there's a whole bunch of other things that God has waiting for us. We got to be ready to walk into those things. It is absolutely critical that you and I be financially empowered in this season. So with that, my brothers and my sisters, you know how to reach us, prfministry.org. That's PRF, Possessions, Resources, and Finances, prfministry.org, 267-437-7999. Reach out to us if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or just need some help or need somebody to talk to. We would love to minister to you as God leads us. With that, God bless y'all. We love you so much. We continue to do what we do because of you and obedience to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have a great evening.